Hi, everyone. Well, thank you so much. That was very kind of you. And it is time for the good stuff. And that's exactly what we have lined up. I'm going to talk a little bit about how you get those wandering trails through pastures and through trees. I'm going to solve that mystery.
I know how that happens.
How?
It's called the calf path.
Oh, you're looking over my shoulder. You have to wait.
Reminding you about the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale coming up May 15th to the 18th. But before that, May 3rd and 4th, horse racing, simulcast racing, concert, May 15th, bucking horse sale, all kinds of things coming up in Mile City, Montana. Yep, that's the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. So check it out online at buckinghorsesale.com for tickets and more.
I do have a piece called The Calf Path. It's by Sam Walter Foss, who actually lived from 1858 to 1911. I'm going to solve that mystery. One day, through the primeval wood, a calf walked home as good calves should, but made a trail all bent askew, a crooked trail as all calves do. Since then, 300 years have fled, and I infer the calf is dead. But still he left behind his trail, and thereby hangs my moral tale. The trail was taken up next day by a lone dog that passed that way. And then a wise bellwether sheep pursued the trail o'er vale and steep, and drew the flock behind him too, as good bellwethers always do. And from that day o'er hill and glade, through those old woods, a path was made, and many men wound in and out, and dodged and turned and bent about. And uttered words of righteous wrath, because 'twas such a crooked path. But still they followed, do not laugh, the first migrations of that calf. And through this winding woody way stalked, because he wobbled when he walked. This forest path became a lane that bent and turned again. This crooked lane became a road where many a poor horse with his load toiled on beneath the burning sun, and traveled some 3 miles in one. And thus a century and a half they trod the footsteps of that calf. The years passed on in swiftness fleet. The road became a village street, and this, before men were aware, a city's crowded thoroughfare. And soon the central street was this of a renowned metropolis. And men 2 centuries and a half trod in the footsteps of that calf. Each day 100,000 route followed that zigzag calf about, and o'er his crooked journey went the traffic of a continent. 100,000 men were led by one calf near 3 centuries dead. They found still his crooked way and lose 100 years a day. For thus such reverence is lent to well-established precedent. A moral lesson this might teach, where I ordained and called to preach. For men are prone to go it blind along the calf paths of the mind, and work away from sun to sun, and do what other men have done. They follow in the beaten path, and in and out, and forth and back, and still their devious course pursue to keep the path that others do. They keep the path a sacred groove along which all their lives they move. But how the wise old wood gods laugh who saw the first primeval calf. Many things this tale might teach, but I am not ordained to preach. That by Sam Walter Foss.
And just a reminder about Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering coming up this weekend in Valentine, right here in our hometown. It's the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. You need to check it out. All the information is online at oldwestdays.net. And come on down, enjoy some cowboy poetry, some music in there, Western art and trade show, the melodrama, and a whole lot more. Spend the weekend with us here in Valentine during Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. And don't forget to grab a fresh copy of the Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit them online at tslm.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Kim, something to wrap up the program today?
Absolutely. Let's go with a quote that'll hold us to our seats. In every work of genius, we recognize our own rejected thoughts. They come back to us with a certain alienated majesty. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
And if you'd like to send something to the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for the good stuff.